Blog Talk Radio.
There's only one car company in America that's never made a single car. And while you won't find Firestone cars on any showroom floor, they're out there, running better, faster, stronger, longer. We help trucks do more trucking. We give muscle cars more muscle. We keep SUVs king of the mountain long after the new car smell has faded. We believe the value of a car is determined by what you do with it. And there's no way that decreases when you drive it off the lot. No, we don't build cars. But make no mistake, Firestone is a car company. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jerry Petito Show on WBNN, guys. Yes, this is a product of WBNN brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Guys, we're on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, you know I bring it, right? Well, I'm really bringing it tonight. First, I would like to introduce someone most of you guys all know, my guest co-host, okay, Justin Drummond. Say hello to everyone.
What's going on, Jerry? It has been so long since I've done an interview on Beverly Nation, and I'm glad to be back, and we're going to have a great show.
We are. So, everybody, first of all, this guy right here, I met him. He came into one of my studios live in 2016, and he gets me some ridiculous guest guys, okay? This young man, okay, I want to call him a kid. He's not a kid. This young man is awesome. You're one of Brother O's favorites, just so you know, Justin, okay?
Oh, and, <stop it. laughs>
and you're also one of my favorites, of course. You know, you bring me some incredible guests. I mean, I can't even count how many, right, amazing guests you've brought me. So you know what? I'm going to give you the honors tonight. I want you to introduce our amazing, incredible guest.
Okay, so a quick little recap of how I found this guest. I was actually at a friend's house, and my friend told me that she asked me, do I watch Netflix? And I said, no, I have no interest. But once she showed me this amazing show called The Circle, I immediately got hooked. And not only that, not only is she from the circle, she is also a hilarious comedian. I did check out some of her stuff, and we are looking forward to getting to know a little bit more about her. Michelle Ryder, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are both of you?
Hey, ladies.
We are good. We are good.
Good, good. Thank y'all so much for having me. I'm tickled to death to be here.
I love your accent, girl.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Accent.
Good old Southern accent.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where are you? Just for a quick reminder, where are you from again?
I am from a little bitty town called Packlet in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of it. Believe me, nobody's heard of it.
Wow, okay. Very cool. So, Justin, I have a question for you real quick about Michelle. So, when you first saw her, were you cracking up?
I was really cracking up. And, like, the first time, I mean, I didn't even know that she was a comedian back then, but, like, the way that, like, I saw her, like, on the circle, like, was incredibly, incredibly just unreal. I mean, like, I can, like, already tell, like, that this girl should be a comedian, for God's sake. And, like, can we also please talk about the fact that you were so robbed? You were so robbed.
Yes,
wait,
I was.
Wait, Michelle, I'm not going to interrupt you after this. I don't usually interrupt, but I have to say this real quick. The reason I asked you that, Justin, was because every time I've spoken to her, I laugh just in a normal conversation with this lady. Okay, just the way she says things, and she cracks me up. Now, Michelle, continue about you being robbed.
And look, I was so robbed on that show. I don't want to give it away in case nobody's watched it yet, but I went on this show thinking, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to, you know, all these young kids on the show, I'm going to show them who's boss. And so they asked me, did I want to go in as a catfish or myself? And I said, well, honey, of course myself, you know. And so I went in, and they were, you know, actually when you get to the UK where it's filmed, you actually have to audition again to make sure that you can do well in front of a camera. And I'm like, this is my calling. Of course I can do well in front of a camera. What are you talking about? So they were asking me all these questions and everything. And so they were like, well, we want you to do something special. I was like, watch this. I'm going to do a cartwheel. And they're like, you're going to break something. I said, it'll be worth it for $100,000, believe me. I can recover for $100,000. And then, the worst thing about the whole, you know, going to the show is I was there right dead in the middle of COVID. So I was in this little, it was horrible. So I was in this little room by myself, what they call a flat in the UK, in a little bitty one bedroom apartment away from home. I'd never been away from home. And did not know where I was. They just dropped me off, and they were like, hey, here's where you need to go, and everything will be there. And that was pretty much it. And then I went and auditioned, and I actually, 1 out of 10 people were chosen out of over 100,000 applicants. Can you believe that? I was chosen.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, it's really like once like you know, you get that like final call saying like hey, you're on the show, you just immediately feel special.
I was floored, and I was trying to get my passport so I could fly over. That was the hardest part ever, because trying to get your passport in the middle of COVID was like crazy. So
right.
On my very last day, where they said, look, you don't have your passport on this day, you're not going to go, that day I got my passport. Can you believe that? That was the lowest working right there.
That's great.
Yeah, no. As someone who's like still pretty young, I'm 24, I mean, like, getting a passport like today, like even when everything is fine, it's still a challenge.
Right, exactly. So, you know, like I said, I got on the show and, I, you know, there was a lot of things that happened and let's just say I wasn't happy. I was mad as could be. Y'all need to tune in to see it. But I was mad. I was so disappointed. But the great thing that came out of all of this is it just shows how kind-hearted and kind that people still are, because the world hated what happened. And so they, because they were like, that's not right, that's not fair. And it showed that the world truly still has compassion.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Michelle, listen, I want to give you the mic because I want you to take like the next 15, 20 minutes, at least 15 minutes, and really talk about your journey. But I want you to understand something here. This is your shot. We're all over the world. We've got millions of listeners. I want you to say whatever. I don't want you to get off this show tonight and say, oh, I forgot to talk about that or I forgot to say this. I don't want that to happen tonight because I don't want you to feel robbed from us. So listen, I want you to take the mic and really share your journey with us and tell us what's going to be happening and what's going on and everything you want the world to know. The mic is yours, girl.
Wonderful. I wrote it all down, so I'm ready. Okay, so we'll go back to 1984. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I've always loved comedy, and I tell this in my stand-up comedy. I have always loved comedy all of my life. My daddy got me into comedy and took me to go see my first comedian years ago. And, you know, I was bullied a lot in school and because we were very poor growing up. And I didn't have the nice things. And so I started making people laugh. And when I did that, they quit bullying me. So that's how I got through life, was through being funny. Mm. And then, you know, you have babies and get married because that's how they do it in the South. I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. That's how it is.
Oh, my God.
That's how we do things in Jersey.
Okay, wait, I don't feel bad then. I don't feel bad.
It's okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So then I met the love of my life, who I'm married to still, and I worked in staffing 19 years, the most miserable 19 years of my life, and I never could, you know, find happiness in my journey of jobs. And so one day my son came home. He was in the Marines, and he came home, and he said, Mom, look at this video I did on TikTok. And I said, what in the world is TikTok? And so I did a couple of videos, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm having all these people like my videos. And then my son came back home again on his next leave, and I was like, look, I got 200 views on my TikTok. And he said, he laughed at me, and he said, Mom, that's nothing. And I said, look at you, little smart mouth. Watch what I can do. And so he went back into the military, you know, and did his thing. Well, the next time he come home, I said, look, I have 100,000 followers. Eat that, okay? Grovel in that, you little punk. And so I just blew up on TikTok overnight. Well, then one day I'm minding my own business and I'm working, having a regular life, and the producers that do the show, The Circle, got in touch with me. Well, their recruiter did. And she said, you were so funny, Michelle. You have got to do this show. And I didn't know what it was, so I went and watched it, and she said, you need to submit a video. So I did and went through all of this extensive mental evaluation. So I'm good on that end. and background check and all of this, so I'm not a bad girl, even though I try to be one. And I went and I did the circle, and I had to keep it, y'all, I had to keep that a secret for a whole year that I was on that show. I signed a contract. I couldn't say nothing for a whole year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell everybody, y'all, look at me, I was on TV. And so when it came out the day before the show came out, because of COVID and everything, I was laid off my job. But can you believe that? And I was already doing stand-up comedy. I was, you know, doing comedy here and there. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do was stand-up comedy. But because of financial, you know, situations, you know, comedians don't make a lot of money, you know. It's a struggling job. And so I couldn't really ever, you know, dig my paws into it. Well, then when I was laid off my job, my husband looked at me and he said, the show's coming out tomorrow. He said, this is your time to shine. So when the show came out and I was doing all these podcasts, all of these TV shows, all this stuff, I started sending out my electronic press kit at the same time to these comedy clubs. And I had been preparing for this all of my life, right, to be a stand-up comedian. And then I started getting booked at the Stardome in Alabama, Stand Up Live in Alabama, Zany's, some of the biggest comedy clubs around. And, oh, my goodness, it was just like a dream come true for me to be able. So, you know, I took that opportunity of being in the circle for so many other things. So $100,000 was great, but I got so much more. I got to live my dream doing what I love to do most, and that's making people laugh and being a comedian and traveling all over the place. So if anybody is looking for an amazing female comedian, I'm your girl.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we will definitely like, yeah, keep that in mind, because we have, like, because Jerry is with us, so many amazing networks and stations, and she definitely can hook you up.
Amazing. Oh, wonderful. And I would love to do SNL. I would love to do some acting, kind of like Steel Magnolias kind of thing. But anyways, and, you know, I thank every opportunity that is given to me, and I'm so humbled by it, because so many comedians really struggle to make it, and that one opportunity on the circle really boosted me. But, you know, I was really ready for it, because, like I said, I've really paid my dues, and I've done some of the worst dives you could imagine in, you know, to go do comedy. But now I get to tour some of the most wonderful, you know, I've done the improv. I've done so many. And so I'm also looking for an agent booker also. So if anybody's looking for, you know, to represent me, I'm here.
Okay, I might have a couple leads for you, okay?
Yes. I just want to, like, ask you a question, because I have seen some of your videos and they're really funny. Is there any like specific comedians that you look up to, or like or may have inspired you to do this?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Years ago, there was a comedian. Now this is old school. His name was Jerry Clowers. And he was a complete 100% clean comedian, and that's who my daddy first took me to go see. And when I went to go see him, and that man made that whole place light up and laugh, I knew that's what I wanted to do. But now, moving on to current times, oh my gosh, I love Kevin Hart, because he's a storyteller a lot like I am. Oh my God, there's so many amazing comedians out here. I don't want to just you know, pick one. But
right.
There's also another comedian. Her name is Lori Morgan, I believe is her name. She's amazing. There's just so many out there right now that I absolutely love. I just love comedy in general. I love all genres of comedy, you know, and there's just so much variety out there.
So, listen, can you make fun of Justin real quick? Give us something?
I'll listen.
can I make fun of Justin? Well, you know, Justin did fangirl a little bit when he called me. And he was like, hey, this is Justin. And he was like, I would love for you to be on the show. And he was kind of giddy a little bit. If you don't know what giddy is, that means giggly, you know, kind of fangirling. And I was like, you are so cute. Oh, my God. Can I not just put you in a little tote bag and take you everywhere I go? Because he was so adorable.
He's my biggest
cheerleader. So, Justin, I'm gonna put you in a little Walmart bag and tote you at every show so you can be my biggest cheerleader.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would consider that more of a compliment, but I do understand it. Like, you know, sometimes like you got to read between the lines, like because I don't really know that much about like what goes on in a comedian's life, so.
but see, we all need every comedian needs a cheerleader, like the person out in the crowd to get the crowd going. And then you have that one person going, woo! I believe that would be you, Justin. I believe you would be the one screaming out and getting
yes.
the crowd hyped up. You can be my hype man.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about Justin.
I definitely.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Like, thank you. And I have because I've actually reached out to so many comedians to be on the show. None of them worked out. But I can honestly say, like, I'm glad, like, out of every comedian, like, we have you to talk to.
Aww.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. See, now you could – look, I am so soft-hearted. You are going to make me blush, okay? I'll tell you. But I can't joke around because – With Justin too much because he's going to be my hype man, so I got to be good with him.
I love that. So
yeah.
Before we take our first caller, I have a question for you. You know, are you able to tell everyone your age, or you don't want to do that?
Oh, honey, I'll tell my age in a minute because I'm going to tell you I look good, I feel good. And I can't run real fast, but I can stand on the stage for as long as you let me. I am 54 years old. Now, I know a lot of people because I remember I used to look at somebody 54 and go, oh, my gosh, they are older than dirt. And now if somebody said that, we're going to throw hands because it is not old. I am in the prime of my life, and the thing about an older comedian, and I'm not saying anything about younger comedians because I love them, God bless them, but the thing about older comedians is we've lived life and we've done it all, whether it be good, bad, or ugly, we've done it all, and we have got some stories to tell that are so – I'm a relatable storyteller.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
like I really like the fact that like you know you're like answering our questions and then adding a little bit of comedy into it. Like that really is a talent. I'm amazed.
She can't help herself. I'm telling you, she is so funny in a normal conversation. I love her. All right, you know what?
It's all good and all until you go out to Texas Roadhouse on a date, and then it becomes annoying, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
My God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, so I think we're going to take our first caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, ladies. Did you hear me?
Hey. Yes.
Yep, we can
hear
you.
Oh, well, let me tell you about this lady gets on the bus, and she said, Mr. Bus Driver, would you like a handful of peanuts? Yes, ma'am, I'd love it. handful of peanuts. She sits down directly. She gets back up. Well, Mr. Bus Driver, would you like another handful of peanuts? He says, well, yes, ma'am. But now, listen, you don't have to share your peanuts with me. She says, oh, that's all right. I just like the chocolate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So now when he's like, oh, he's a goodie.
I like the way you were eating dinner to tell that joke.
Oh, my gosh. So I want to give you a proper introduction, okay? But before I do that, can you give us a little something?
Yeah. Just each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Michelle Ryder, this is the legendary, iconic Ken Brady from the original Casinos, and that is the Hall of Fame song, lady.
Oh, my God. Look, is he married?
They're on their way here to see me in New Jersey. They're driving from Florida. Cindy's in the car with him. So she only shares him with me, Michelle. Take a back seat, girlfriend.
Okay, I'm in the back seat, and I'll hush.
Yeah, I'll sit back there. I'll sit in the back seat with you.
Okay, right, Justin, baby. You can sit back there with me. We'll be his backup singers.
Yes. If I'm gonna be your pod man, I'm sitting in the back seat with you.
That's great.
We'll do walk together.
Yeah.
So Michelle,
you was telling your age of 54. I'm 78 and going on 39.
That's right.
I feel good. I'm still doing my thing. And darling, I love comedy. I think if you're ever depressed or in bad mood, pick up one of the comedy CDs and listen to it and make yourself laugh. That's what makes the world go round. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
I love comics. I could sit and listen to comics constantly.
Me too.
It's just funny. You know, I run into a bunch of them backstage. They don't know it, but they are, you know, because we get to reminiscing about over the years and stuff, and some of the things come out pretty funny that the comics could probably use.
Well, Michelle, I want to share something with you about this gentleman. And Brother O knows this story because Brother O met him at one of my shows in my town I put on a few years back with the Capris. Ken Brady came, and he was singing. And my uncle, who's his age, was in the front row and, like, waved me over to him. And he said, he's lip-syncing. And I just laughed. So when Ken got off the stage, I introduced him to my uncle. I said, sing it, Ken. And he sang to him, uncle, you weren't lip-syncing? How do you do that? The guy is amazing, so amazing, okay?
Right, and Jerry, the people ask me a lot. They say, Ken, my goodness, how can you still hit them high notes? I said, well, really, really, really tight underwear and eat a lot of birdseed.
I love you. Ken, thank you, darling, for calling in. Michelle, say hello to Ken and goodbye.
Hello, Ken, and goodbye.
Michelle,
I love your singing.
pleasure talking to you, sweet pea.
You too.
I love you.
Hey, I thought I was her
father.
What
a treat that was. I could just let him sit by my bed and sing to me.
Okay. So we have another treat for you. We have another caller in queue. Call us. Say hello, please.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
So I want to properly introduce you as well, but could you do your thing?
Hello?
Hi. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said, I want to properly introduce you as well, Mike caller, but could you do your thing?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, baby.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. So let me go this way. When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof's the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Oh, boy, up on the roof. So this legend right here, okay, Terry King of the Drifters. Terry King, say hello to Michelle.
Oh, my.
Hello, Michelle.
I am so honored.
You
are
so funny.
Thank you.
Actually, you're close to my daughter's age, so we can.
I am so honored just to be on the same phone with you. It is my absolute pleasure.
We're on the same days together. You can open for me.
Oh yeah, any time, hon, any time. You just let me know.
So
one day we might try to make that happen. She's awesome. Yes. Oh, wow. I'm not kidding I listen to the Drifters every time I'm cleaning my house. It soothes me. I am not joking. It soothes me. My husband and I have stood in our kitchen and danced to the Drifters just because it's just romantic and it's soothing. Oh my, I'm so honored.
Right, thank you so much. I'm blushing right about now. Anyway,
Terry, tell everyone what's happening, what's up and coming.
Okay, so I'm doing, as you know, I have two new records that just came out. I Want You Back and First Love Affair, and also Jacuzzi Lover with Charlie Thomas.
Jacuzzi Lover, that's right.
Yeah, Charlie Thomas Jr., Charlie's son from the Drifters, and Benedito King, also that's Benny King's son, and they're both my nephews. So, so we're doing a lot of things right now and in the studio, and I got a show coming up this October 22nd. That's on my baby girl's birthday, who will be turning 40.
All right.
So, in any event, so you can go to terrykingsdrifters.com and you can catch me there. And I'm on Facebook as well. And as I was looking at a thing with you, Michelle, you're going to do very, very, very well. You're going to do very well. I can see you happening. I can see you happening, and I like that AKA you got, Shelly Belly.
Shelly Belly, that's me. That's me. And I'm listening to you saying the name of your album, Jacuzzi. What was it, Jacuzzi what?
Lover.
Jacuzzi Lover.
Well, that was me back in 1984 when I lived in a two-bedroom mobile home.
Okay.
That had a jacuzzi tub in it.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. Well, that song was originally written for a commercial. But it wasn't a jacuzzi, actually. The music was originally written, because of the instrumentation, was written for Benny Hanna. It was a Japanese, but they didn't do right on the deal, so I backed off. And then I wrote Jacuzzi Lover. But, yeah, and it sounds good. It's a good song.
It is. Cool.
Jovi played it on her show. And,
I can't wait to hear it. Send Terry a friend request. Terry, I love you. We have more callers. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
And one more question, like, before we leave, Terry, like, you said, Michelle, like, is going to open up for you. Like, when is that going to happen?
it would have to be the right type of atmosphere and the right type of people. So
right.
I'm looking more geared to, like, maybe doing a casino date with her where she could open up for me if I get a casino job, you know.
Yeah,
so,
because
She looks like casino type, you know, show stuff, you know.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm
ready.
All
right. Right.
Love you, Tara. Thank you. So we have another caller in queue, Michelle.
Okay.
So, hello, caller.
Yes, we're calling from the Nissan Stadium, and the Ebony Elvis has just entered the building. We're going to interrupt this program for the Ebony Elvis.
So let's hear it, Ebony Elvis.
Please don't go away. Don't go, no. Don't go, Jerry. Don't go. I'll be here. I'll be right here. You already know who it is, don't you?
So listen, I want to tell Michelle, and I think Justin probably remembers who you are, but this right here is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man, master sound therapist, but most important, he is an International Hall of Famer. You will tell us the year. I don't want to mess that up. And Lifetime Achiever elect, correct? Huni,
yes,
are you
correct.
There?
That's correct.
Okay.
Hey, I got a quick question to ask your special guest right quick.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you sure your name is not Avery that left me hog tied and duct tape almost 10 years ago?
Look, I told you to stay in the car. Did you hear me? I told you not to get on here telling people that mess.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you don't start that because you know it's me.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, on the real, I'm going to get out the way. I'm enjoying this show, but I do want to say thank you so much when it comes to comedy, that's one of the highest form of sound therapy. So thank you so much for being there with some of the greats that came. Some of our personal favorites is, of course, your Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, George Carlin, so many of them. And for you to come there and do what you do, it adds healing to our world, okay? So I'm going to I'm going to say something else, and I'm going to get out of the way. Love you, Jerry, but I want you to hear me clearly,
okay?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you, baby.
Okay. Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record with your 63rd all-time and personal best, 12th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
So, okay, thank you so much right now. I don't know what to say I'm a little overwhelmed right now with this. We were laughing and having
together,
fun and
Jerry.
Joking around. Huh?
I said, Jerry.
And I want to thank you for calling in and telling us that Huni, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I am the
my
host
Ebony,
of We Will Away You. My show comes on Thursday on this great network of WBNN. And it'll be 9:30, same time that you come on, but 2 days later. And I'll be doing the third and final part of Mission Planet Earth, The Fallen Ones.
That's my Ebony Elvis, everybody, right there. Huni, I love you and thank you. Michelle, and Justin, I want to thank you both for being part of this and getting me to this championship. So I love you both for this. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, feels like we just broke another record.
Crazy, right? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, okay, I'm going to breathe now because we have another caller, and I really want to take this caller. Okay, I'm going to surprise you with another incredible caller. Hello, caller. You there?
All right, caller, you step up to the bat now. Bobby, keep on moving. Bring the caller back on. We got other people want to wait and hear the call. And we have another caller here, right here on the Jerry Petito Show at WBNN.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry Petito.
Hey,
this is Ava Holly. Hi, Justin. Hi, Michelle. Shout out to Ken Brady, Terry King, Huni Bakatun. Love all you guys. Hey, Michelle, you are amazing. I have another female comedian friend named Michelle, and I love storytelling comedians. I love storytelling, singers, comedians, whatever. But you are amazing. I've been listening to the show, and it's just such a pleasure to hear you. So I got to tell you about one of my favorite comedians. His name is Josh Blue. I don't know if you know of him. He won Last Comic Standing several years ago. And a couple years ago, he was on America's Got Talent. And I don't think he won, but he came in like the top two or the top three. But he's got cerebral palsy. And his whole act is all about his affliction. So his storytelling is just like off the chain. So one of my, I went to see him live in Atlantic City about 5 or 6 years ago. And he did this little bit about how he married this Asian woman. And he went to Asia to meet her family. I don't remember if she's from China or where, but he went there to meet her family. It was the first time he's meeting them. Now, he's got his cerebral palsy, has his one arm that stands straight out like an ironing board, and it kind of swings back and forth. So he's always doing stuff about funny things about that. But anyway, so he goes to Asia to meet his new girlfriend, fiance, wife, I don't remember at the time, but he goes to meet her family, and the father comes to the door and says, "We sent you to America, and look what you brought back. He's broken."
Wow, wait a minute. I got to come up for that. Ava, I got to come up for this one. Michelle, Justin, and Jerry and Ava. It's another friend. I got to come on and say this. This is a young man that I knew a long time ago, and he's retired now from, this is, of course, Old Delhi and Gozi Bro. Anyway. His name was Charles Walden. Now, Michelle knows you know him. He's on a lot of Comedy Central, Comic View, and BET. And he said this skit that was the most hilarious thing I ever heard. And it's kind of crazy, but, of course, he has cerebral palsy, too. And so he said, look, I was a little boy. And, you know, I could hardly walk, you know, around the house, let alone to the store. So my mom going to tell me, I need you to do me a favor. Go get some potato chips and some bread. And some cigarettes. And she said, he said, cigarettes? You know what? I ain't going to get no cigarettes. So she said, well, you'll do what I tell you to do. He said, no, Mom. The reason why I got the problem I got right now, because you were smoking when you was having me. And you know what I mean? That's why I got cerebral palsy. I said, oh, my God.
I don't know about potato chips and cigarettes, okay? I mean, I have Doritos and a big
oh, my God.
Right.
But, you know, what's so amazing is, in a lot of my comedy as well is, I talk about my dad, who was a truck driver, and my dad stuttered horribly. I mean, absolutely horrible. And he would come home and he would try to tell jokes, and nobody could understand him. The only time you knew that he was done telling a joke is when he would start laughing and slapping his knee. And so I tell that on my shows. And but you know, when you can laugh at yourself, it is, and it gives people permission to know it's okay to laugh at me. If I can laugh at me, everybody else can laugh at me. But if I'm not laughing at me, don't you do it. Don't you dare do it.
Hey, Jerry Petito, I've got some connections to the casinos down here. So maybe you and I should talk and we can get Terry and Michelle a gig down here. That would be great.
Yes, Ava Holly. Tell everyone when your show is on.
My show's coming up this week, the 28th, and looking forward to another great show. And congratulations on your all-time connection record, and thanks again for having me on.
I love you, Ava.
We love you, Ava.
It was a pleasure to talk to you both. Thank you.
So now we have another caller in queue. Let's take our next caller.
Hey.
Hey, who's calling?
It's the unknown singer. It's Michael. Michael Zanat.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a fool.
How are you?
Listen, sing something first. Sing something. Come on, baby.
The girl I love, she's going away. The girl I love, she's going to stay. I dream of her. Okay, that's enough.
Okay, Zanman, Michelle, Justin, this is my very good friend. I love him so much, Michael Zanman.
Uh-huh.
He's an incredible entertainer and singer.
Hello. Thank you so much. I got to tell you guys something, okay? So I went on YouTube to look at Michelle. Michelle, you know, I use a little Plexiderm for my eyes to puff up the skin, right? You know, because I'm old, okay? Not down there, my eyes, okay? Even though I had my prostate taken off, I don't use it down there. It doesn't work. But anyway, you do this thing where you see Donna sunbathing.
Yeah.
And she,
oh, yeah.
And she has all, you can tell, I don't know if you remember it, but she has, like, all these wrinkles. And
she's sunbathing. My neighbor Donna, I messed with her. My neighbor Donna, she lays out in her bikini, in her thong bikini, and she looks like a leather bag. She really does. And she thinks she's a Louis Vuitton, but she's a guest. Guess what's laying in her backyard is whatever all the neighbors do all day long. Is guess what, you know, what she is. She lays out an Afro sheen, you know, and she smells like cocoa butter, and because she just slathers her whole body down in it. And it's a sight. I tell you, it's a sight.
Well, that's what I want you to do. I want you to send you down a gallon of Plexiderm and let her rub it all over her body so, you know, she can reverse the aging effect about 60 years for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
She needs it. I would appreciate if you would do that on behalf of myself and all of my neighbors. I would really appreciate it.
Oh, my God, you are so funny. There's so many things that you do that, like, I'm just sitting here. And by the way, and you got viewers, like 100,000 here, whatever it is. It's just amazing how many people have seen you on here. So I'm so glad Jerry brought you on here. It's just great.
Thank you so much. Oh. What a compliment. I'm so humble. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Thank you, Zanman. I love you,
I love
baby.
You so much. I love you so much, Mommy.
He's awesome. So, Justin, let's hear from you a little bit. You want to ask her another question?
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, it's not really a question. It's another thing that I really wanted to talk about because I don't really know about everyone else that's watching, but Michelle actually said this while she was on the circle, and there was a little, I don't really remember what it was, but it was almost like a questionnaire. And this was, I'm guessing that this was the question that pretty much, like, got her eliminated from the show.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
Okay. So the question was, is it okay to lick your dogs in the mouth? Absolutely
I
not.
Do.
Absolutely
I do.
Not.
I do.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So here's the actual question, because I'll never forget it. Do you let your dogs lick you in the mouth? Now, I'm very specific with the question.
Oh.
It said, do you let your dogs lick you in the mouth?
Oh,
now, when
I
say in my
mouth.
Okay. No. You heard what I said to those girls, right? But I can't say it on here. So I know my dogs lick places on their bodies that should not be put in my mouth.
Exactly.
So that's what got you eliminated?
That was the question.
Why? I'm confused at why.
So
you answered
it.
So I'm holding my picture, my profile picture is me holding a picture, or it's me holding my two dogs who I just adore.
Right.
And because I said no, I would not let my dogs lick me in the mouth, people thought that I was catfishing as somebody else, that I wasn't really me.
Okay.
You would have to watch The Circle, like the full episodes to understand. And I'm sorry, I like completely like miss the question that they completely saw. I said, do you lick your dogs in the mouth? No. Do you allow your dogs to lick you on the mouth? So stupid.
Now my dogs lick my cheeks. They lick my face. You know, and when I get home, you know, I travel doing stand up comedy. I just had a sold out show in Florida, a sold out show in South Carolina. I came home just today, actually, and my dogs went bananas and licked me all over my face. But they do not lick me in the mouth. Their breath smells like sewage.
Wait,
hold that thought, guys. We have another caller. Let's take our call and then we'll get back to that. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Jerry Petito, how are you?
Good. Who's calling?
This is Mike Dupree.
So, hello, Mike Dupree. How are you?
I'm doing good. How is the Jersey Jewel doing tonight? And Justin, it's great to hear you. And, of course, Michelle, the guest of the hour. My goodness, what a funny lady you are. I watched The Circle. And also, I'm a big fan of TikTok. I have a TikTok channel myself, but I can't compare to you. I love Justin brought up about the bikini in the neighbor's yard, Donna, but it's crocheted bikini.
Yeah, it is. It is a crocheted bikini, absolutely. And because she loves patterns, even when she's naked, you know.
So,
and the directions the directions that you give, and the slaughterhouse that got shut down.
Absolutely. And the daycare called. It ain't my baby. No way. Yeah.
So Michelle,
it's fantastic.
Michelle, I want my friend who's on the line with us to do something for you right now. Come on, baby.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. You're not putting me on the spot again, are you, Jerry? Oh, my goodness. How did I get roped into this?
Calm down and behave yourself.
Nah, it's not in me to be nice.
Tell everyone who you are.
I'm Horace. I'm the star of Halloween Kill.
No, you're not the star. Was in it accidentally because I was in it.
Your head is too big.
Stop now. Boy. He's never going to change.
By the way, I cannot wait.
Yep.
Bring on the good boy first, and then Justin, you can talk to him. Bring on the good boy.
Hey,
my
favorite. How are you? It's so good to see you. Even though I'm
looking at Facebook. Hi, sweetie. Don't let Horace be mean to you, okay?
Oh, he can't stop. He's horrible. Horrible Horace.
Well, he's going to get grounded.
He should. He should get ground up is what he should get.
Oh, my God.
I got to say, Jerry, it is great to be back on WBNN Beverly Radio. I got to tell all the listeners, I had such a great the last time I was on, so many people had mentioned they heard me on Beverly Radio, a lot of people from Philly that I know, and they love your show, and I'll tell you what a great station. And I was really looking forward to talking to Michelle because she, like I said, she is TikTok royalty now. Everybody on TikTok talks about her, and I love the comments that they make, and it's just funny. She's just a class act all the way. But also, it was great that you had Terry King on, my buddy Terry, and Ken Brady. Oh, my goodness.
Don't hang up because someone else will be calling right after you.
Oh, my goodness.
So Mike Dupree.
I can just imagine who it's going to be.
Say hello to Justin. Justin, this is Mike Dupree from Halloween Kills. With his,
Justin,
with his
doing,
guy.
Yeah, so you were actually in the movie?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was the puppet guy.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
yes. And by the way, I was just going to say, like, I cannot absolutely wait for, like, the new one to come out. Like, I saw, like, the first one. I saw the second one. I'm waiting on the third. Like, please hurry up.
I see it in the
this
movie
guy,
theaters.
This guy
or
right here is amazing.
Or you can
You're
see it
amazing.
On Peacock on the 14th. But I'm not in the new one, unfortunately. They didn't ask me for that one. But I'm going to live forever in Halloween in the 2019 version. And, of course, I'm not a singer, but that's what they had me do. I think I'll break up with my girlfriend. So when you see that, you'll know it's me. But
listen, he brought Michelle and Justin. He brought the two puppets for me in studio, live in studio. The good, Horace, the bad boy, and then Red, the good boy. Okay, and I held both of them. How cool was that?
Oh wow!
Like, that was.
It was
Mike,
it was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. Oh, you're
Don't
welcome.
Hang up, Mike. You're gonna hear
I will,
my next
I'll
caller. Okay. All right, love you, boy. All right, caller in queue, say hello.
Well, first of all, I also want to say to Mike and all the people, Sean and Trayvon and all the people that's listening right now, and we're talking to Justin and we're talking to Michelle. Of course, you know who this is, Jerry Petito, Geraldine. Who are you? Why? Why do you have a radio program?
Howard Cosell, excuse me.
No, excuse you. You're a fraud. You're from New York, pray tell, and now, you know, residing in Robbinsville. And you're too truculent for the radio program. Of course, this is Oleg Cosell right here. Of course, I've always, you know, Justin and Michelle, I've always, you know, hosted the Battle of the Network Stars right here at WBNN. You know, the greatness that we have. Jerry Petito makes me sick, but we just tolerate her right here on this network. We tolerate her because she's so rambunctious, so full of life, so full of something that we cannot say right here because it's a family-friendly show. Geraldine, we're going to give you another call, but before we do that, this woman here had the audacity to win the Battle of the Network Stars that I was in. I was, you know, proprietor to that wonderful rendition that was near and dear to my heart. Michelle, I love the fact that they crochet dog wear. I love crochet on people. I think crochet is wonderful. It has holes all around from the head to the toe. And you are a trendsetter, nonetheless. And now, Geraldine, you are a fraud. Now, I'm going to tell you something right there. There's nothing funny about when she's in the restaurant, y'all. There's nothing funny but her wonderful smile and her contagious personality. Now, we go to the next caller right here at WBNN, and stay tuned next June, if all you make it. Because you know why? Because COVID now is an endemic, not a pandemic. So stop being scared. Pull down your mask. Don't pull nothing else down because it might cause you to go to jail. Now, to the next caller right here at WBNN, I am Olad Costell, and now back to Justin and Jerry and Michelle in the studio.
Hello?
So, caller, can you hear me?
Yeah. How you doing?
Can you tell everyone your name?
This is Benedito King.
So, Benedito King, I'm going to ask you for a favor, and then I'm going to really give you a proper introduction, okay?
Okay.
Can you give us a little something-something, honey?
You can dance. You can dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile. If it's smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home or in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, see the last dance for me.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I am giving you a standing ovation from my chair. Terry King's messaging me. He mentioned you. And, okay, Michelle and Justin, this is Benny King's son, Benedito King. Okay? Michelle, what would you like to say to him?
What? Yes. Jerry, what kind of fantasy world have you brought me into? Look, this is too good to be true. I'm meeting all these famous people. Oh, my gosh. I'm like dying and going to heaven.
Don't do that. That's it.
Wait a cotton picking minute. Michelle, no one's else. More important than me. I know Benedito came on and sang a song, but it's just me, Costell, and you are the most famous person right here on this network. Benedito, I love what you've done. You've made the fraud great and more famous than she needs to be. You're a fraud.
Benedito, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there, blessed. Just we was holding on because we headed out to a session. It's like a private session, trying to tie up loose ends and get all these events lined up. But everything's going good, though. Everything's going blessed.
Well, thank you for hanging on, okay? I appreciate that so much. So, Michelle, what do you want to say to
him? Hey, Michelle, how you doing? I am wonderful. We're hearing great things on this end for you. So that's good. Looking forward to the future for you, and congrats on your career. And don't let nobody, because I was listening to some things that you were saying, and with the jobs and everything, and how you persevered. You know, you persevered and you just pushed through. And that's what we got to do in life. Sometimes when life throws you obstacles, you just push through. You know, and I really look forward. My wife and I look forward to hearing your career in the future. So you just keep on keeping on.
One of the things that I truly go by in life is, and I've always told this to my kids, is anything in this life worth having never comes easy. You have to work hard for it.
That's true.
I want to say something. Justin, are you there, baby?
I've been here. I'm chilling in the back seat with Michelle.
I know you're doing? You're young. You're very young. But remember Stand By Me?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's his dad.
Amazing.
Excuse me?
Yes.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. So, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me just as long as you stand by me.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Good job.
So
that was
simply
amazing. Oh my goodness!
Amazing.
And you know, we all—I got to say something because I cannot hold my tongue because my tongue is so wonderful. It's insured by science. Benedito, wonderful. Mentioned to something that was near and dear to my heart. Michelle and Justin, I don't understand why you stand to be on the show with this fraud. She is not from New Jersey. She's not a jewel from Jersey. She's a jewel from Long Island, New York. And a diamond that she is, but now she's just a topaz.
Well, if she lives in Jersey right now, like, she is from Jersey. Like, everyone is welcome in New Jersey.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Like, I'm glad. I am so glad you take the rejects from New York. Okay. Outstanding. Go back to Jerry right here.
Oh, my God. So Benedito, Perry King mentioned you, and I want you to mention him and talk about how your family and what you're doing together, because you guys are family.
We've got some events coming up. Some of them, I got some things I'm hoping and praying that the dates don't cross. If they do, it's nothing. We'll, always get together. But, he's doing great, man. He's got his song. His new releases just came out. Our new releases just came out. And it's just good to be blessed. You know, he's family.
Yep.
And good Lord, Charlie, along with Charlie Jr., like, it's just amazing, and it's a good thing to be surrounded in a atmosphere where you can say, hey, this is really where I belong, you know what I mean, and be welcomed and be accepted. So that's a beautiful thing about the relationship that Terry and I and that we've developed. And Charlie, and it's just the sky's the limit,
Yep. And, again, Terry bringing you and Charlie into studio for me live that day was amazing. I love the three of you, and
Thank
I'm sending you guys huge hugs. Terry, here's
Thank
my
you.
Hug to you. Here's my hug to you, Benedict, and to please give Charlie Jr. a hug from me.
All right.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
All right.
I was
Take
honored
care.
To talk
Again.
To all of you. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you have a blessed.
Oh, amazing. So I think we have another caller, guys.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, Jerry. It's Tiana Speaks. How are you?
Hi, Tiana. How
Hi,
are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm so excited. You know, Stand By Me is one of my favorite songs. I actually had a vision for one day. On my birthday, to everyone to hold hands and sing that song and just feel the love in the room. I just, like, that's something that I always, like, really wanted. I love that song. Anytime I hear it, it just brings so much love to my heart. It makes me so happy. So happy. You're the one that brings, like, bringing legends on here. Awesome to hear everybody sing. Absolutely awesome. I have a question. I have two questions for Michelle.
Okay, go ahead.
So, how are you, Michelle?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I have a question. So, throughout my life, people have told me that, strangers, I love making people laugh. They told me I should be a comedian. And what I tell them is, like, I won't be, because my jokes just pop in my head at the random moments. I never know what is going to come out of my mouth. So, my question to you is, how is the transition from the jokes that maybe come in your head to paper, and how does that translate to an audience? Like, how do you do that?
Well, the secret to a lot of the greatest comedians that have ever performed is to always have pen and paper everywhere you go. And because every time something pops into your head, write it down. Even if it's just, a word. Even if it's, hey, I was on the subway and this is what I saw. Write it down. And you can turn, Play-Doh into something beautiful. You can turn Play-Doh into something funny. It's just writing it down and catching the moment that you can. But the thing about putting it on stage is you have to practice. Never ask your friends, is that funny? Because they're never going to want to hurt your feelings and tell you it's not. always ask somebody that and never ask it, you know, never really ask anybody in comedy. Go do open mics. Open mics are there for up and rising comedians. They're there for that particular reason, to go and practice. And your biggest critics are your audience. Your audience will laugh if it's funny, and if it's not, they won't.
All right, that's really perfect.
My other question is, you said you do let your dogs lick your face and their breath smells like sewage. So does that infer me that your face smells like sewage when they're done?
Said that one more time.
I said, you said that you let your dogs lick you on the face, and you said that their breath smells like sewage. I said, so when they're done, does that mean that your face smells like sewage?
Yes. When I'm telling you, my dog smells like he just ate. I mean, it is awful. So I'm like, I have to go wash my face afterwards. I have to go wash it because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I cannot even smell. I can smell myself. Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
I always thought that, like, I always thought that, like, my dog, like, my dog's breath, like, that smells like fish tacos. And,
oh, my
like,
God. So I want to say something to Tiana, because we have another caller in queue. But Tiana,
okay.
I love you, girl,
yes.
And we need to see each other. We haven't seen each other. It's been too long. And Ava said she's going to try and get some connections in AC to get Terry King and Michelle a show.
I have it.
Okay, baby?
Yes, I definitely will.
All right.
I already have the connection.
I love you.
It's the CEO on my phone.
That's right. You're beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, bye, Terry. Love you. I can't wait to see her again. So we have another call on queue.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we come drink all your beers up during Sunday night football. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to Jerry, shot glasses up, you know what I mean? Yo, Michelle, yo, she has a hell of a voice, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood style, and I would like to see that on SNL. You know what I'm saying? I'll second that on the SNL. You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready.
But I got a question. Yo, listen, I got a question though. This is a question. To all the comedians, you know what I'm saying? How much of this material, when you're standing up, is how much of it do you got to talk to yourself to get this stuff off the you know, this good material? Like, how much of talking to yourself in the house, on the toilet, in the shower, wherever you at, how much of talking to yourself are you doing to master this material? This is a very, very intricate question. This is a very question here.
So I walk around my house to the point to where my neighbors have called people out to put me in a white little vest that wraps my arms back behind my back.
I knew it.
Yeah, you knew it. I didn't even have to tell you. You already knew.
Oh my God.
I knew this, and I had to hear it from a legendary. You know, because it's flavorful on here tonight, and we need to know these things. We need to know these things because we just wondering. We sitting back, cracking up. You know what I mean? Falling out. We dying on the floor. But
yeah.
behind dying on the floor, we want to know. What kind of conversation did you have with yourself to come up with this stuff here?
Oh, my God.
You understand?
Well, it wasn't really a conversation with myself. It was, I cannot believe I have done all of this crazy stuff in my life to where I can actually stand on stage for a whole hour and make people laugh about the craziness in my life. So, but I do talk about it to myself. Because if I talked about it to people in my family who I make fun of, they would be mad at me all the time. Do you hear me? All the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Clev,
yes.
Listen, Clev, say hello to Justin real quick. We have another caller, but before you go, say hi to Justin first.
Oh, man, Justin. I forgot about Justin's on here.
Yes.
Justin. Yo.
What am I talking about?
Yo, listen, man. Listen, man, this is wonderful stuff here. This is wonderful stuff, man. And I'm trying to tell you, I would love to throw something and have you guys come. I'm coming out. We're going to do some traveling, taking over the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the women fry chicken, beat kids, and talk on the freeway at the same time. Check your satellites.
Love
yeah.
you,
no cheesecake.
When is your show? Wait, when is your show? Tell us.
Oh, so I'll be on the sticks. I'll be on the sticks on the 5th. The 5th, let's have it. We're going to have bricks
okay.
and sticks. We build bricks
okay.
up
yeah,
and stand sticks
on
up.
On the 5th.
Yeah.
9:30
here. Yeah, and just one more thing real quick. Like, no cheesesteaks, because if I'm in Philadelphia, I got to have my cheesesteaks.
You got to have a cheesesteak, my friend. Amoroso roll. You know what I'm saying? We have it no other way.
All right, I love you, Clef. We got to take our next caller. Thank you, Sweet Pea. I love him. All right, next caller in queue, please.
Hey, Jerry, it's Andrea. And
hey,
Justin.
Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
And Jerry. How are you guys doing? I'm loving the show.
Hello.
The callers. Michelle, I've got to ask you a question, girl. I
yes.
gotta ask you.
Oh, she looks
where
like she sounds like she wants to gossip.
From? Where are you from? You sound like my people.
I do. I sound just like you. I'm from South Carolina. Where's your people from?
I live in Florida, but I'm originally from Tennessee. I knew you were. I knew it. I could tell.
Yeah, I sure am.
Like
yeah, and I ain't
family.
From Tennessee, but I used to live in Tennessee. I used to live in Morristown, Tennessee, growing up. And, honey, let me tell you, I live right beside Dolly Parton because, you know, everybody in the South is related to Dolly Parton somehow. you know.
Yeah.
And so I lived, let me tell you, I lived in a little bitty mobile home, and I had to use my neighbor's outhouse growing up. That's how poor we was in the hills of Tennessee. And we finally moved out and moved to Jacksonville, Florida, where we lived in a Hotel 6 for about 6 months. And then we moved out of there and moved to where I'm living at now, and that's where I grew up at.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know exactly where you're talking about in Tennessee. I live 45 minutes from that area. So, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. I know you as a Southern girl. Well, I'm enjoying the show. And, hey, Howard Cassell, I miss you. I'm loving you.
We miss you, too. I mean, what more can we say about this young lady? You know, from Tennessee, I like the hills, the blue hills there. And many times I drank some wonderful champagne when I was out there with the volunteers there in Knoxville. Oh, my goodness, Keith Jackson, may he rest in peace. And all the people out there, please, understand that these two Southern Belles are talking that understanding and also their dialect is for you to love and learn. And now back to the fraud that is.
Andrea, thank you, girlfriend. I love you.
I love you, too. Congratulations on your connection record. Love
and
you.
And Michelle, Andrea has the voice of hope. She does an incredible podcast, The Voice of Hope.
I will listen for sure.
Thank you, Andrea.
Love
we love you.
Show. I love you.
Okay,
good
bye.
Night.
Wait a minute,
we
Jerry.
Have...
These
okay.
these young ladies came on and did something that was wonderful. And they talked about everybody's relative, the wonderful person, the buxomous Dolly Parton. What more can we say about her that hadn't already been said? And Michelle and Andrea, I have something for both of you at this time. Now, Jerry Petito, you allow me to do my thing on the wheels of steel with the bald-head wonder that is Brother O. He's a bum. He's a bum. And I'm going to tell you about that Brother O. How he allows that Jerry Petito to be here is beyond my comprehension. I don't understand it. But we have a 9-to-5. How about that, Jerry Petito?
All right, baby.
Why?
Stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. But tonight.
Awesome, awesome. I love that song. Thank you, Brother O. You know, I want to say something about Brother O real quick before we take our next caller. Brother O is also a Hall of Fame DJ and producer, just so you know that, Michelle. Yes, he is.
Amazing.
Radio Hall of
Fame. And he played my theme song.
How about that? Okay, how about that? Okay. Okay, we'll talk about that more in a little while. Okay, let's take the next caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Angela.
Oh, hi, Angela.
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach tonight.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm home. So I'm okay. How are you tonight?
I'm okay, girl.
And
you sounded a little, yeah, a little choppy.
Well, if you're
so
okay,
worried.
That's all that matters.
I can't hear you. What you say?
Yeah, you're a little choppy. But Michelle, this is Angela Thomas Smith. She's also, she has a radio show here also on ONE. She's also a host.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm good. You're not far from me if you're in Myrtle Beach. Are you in North Myrtle or South Myrtle?
I'm right here off 17, South Myrtle. North Myrtle Beach is probably about 15 minutes from me.
Oh, wow. I was not far from there this weekend doing a show at Monk's Corner. Do you know where that is?
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, I just did a show there this weekend, so I wasn't very far from from Myrtle Beach.
Yep, you weren't that far. You were right around the corner, as we would say in the Carolinas. You're around the corner.
Right around the corner. Right around the corner.
You was in my neck of the woods, as they would say.
Exactly. That's how we say it in the South. You was down yonder in my neck of the woods.
Yeah. In my neck of the woods.
Everything is over yonder, down yonder.
Wow.
That's how we say it.
Round the corner. Hair.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's it.
That's so funny.
Justin, do you want to
I'm enjoying this show tonight. I've been laughing.
So
I'm enjoying y'all.
I'm just listening. Like, I don't really want to interrupt like y'all's girl chat.
Now you get two Southern girls going, you can forget it. We'll talk until the sun comes up.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Angela, love you. Angela, we love you.
I love you guys too, and thank you guys for this show on tonight.
Angela, Tell them when your show is first. Tell them when your show is first.
Ah, you know, I will be back on tomorrow night,
right,
following you.
So
I tell you, I have a hard task. I come behind Jerry and come before Homie.
Usually what happens, Michelle, is she steals my crown of glory. Okay? And I'm happy when she does. I just want to let you know.
You make it hard.
Well, my guests, I mean, look at what they did tonight, right? Amazing, right? I'm going to do my best to try and call in tomorrow and Thursday, but Ken Brady is actually in the car with his wife driving from Florida to me, and he'll be here tomorrow, and they're my guests for a week. So it might be tough for me to call in any more shows, but I'm going to do my best to even take 5 minutes if I could, okay?
No problem. I understand.
Yep, I'll definitely dial in at least to get your call because I want you to try and beat me. So, I love you, girl. When do
love you too.
What's your topic tomorrow?
I'm actually having some. I'm going to have some authors on tomorrow. We're still talking about unity and collaborating.
Okay.
Of course, I'm the queen of collaboration, so we're talking
That's
about
right.
collaborating and the importance of collaborating and coming together.
Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, girl.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You good too.
Night, good night, Angela.
So we have another caller in queue, an 11th caller. Let's take it. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you, Jerry? This is Antonio.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. You know, I was listening to your wonderful guests and yourself, and I tell you, you all are having a great time, and I really enjoyed all that you bring as usual. But I was want to tell you that one thing I have in common with your friend Michelle there, sorry about the fellow, I didn't know if he was from the South as well, but I've been a resident down there for more than a decade, and I call myself a part-time South Carolinian some days because living in Charleston, South Kakalaki, it was really one of the most pleasant experiences in some ways, living on the cusp of North Charleston and Charleston itself. But I really got to appreciate things that I've always wanted to do as a child, which was actually enjoy the countryside and the beaches along the waterways. It was a captivating environment, and I will say that if I had an opportunity to go back, I would. But, you know, we'll see how things work. But I just wanted to let you know I'm familiar with Monk's Corner, you know. I heard
yes.
you ask, Angela.
I will tell you,
Michelle.
It is so beautiful there. You know, the upper state of South Carolina, we call it Charleston. And it is absolutely beautiful there. And there's so, you know, they have called Charleston the number one retirement state in the United States now.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to go there, and it's just so beautiful and relaxing and clean, and just the culture there is amazing. There's just so much there to learn.
It is. You know, I got an opportunity to go get on my hands and knees in the mudded area to collect tomatoes and put them in a bag to go, what is it, not clam fishing, but the other little fish that conquer, I forgot. But nevertheless, on my hands and knees in the mud. And people don't know that's a soothing environment. Of course, you go home and get cleaned up. But I loved it because it was just so natural and normal, and and clean, you're right, the air. I got the,
yes.
I had a chance to, right, instead of hearing subway noises, not to say it was pleasant at first, I got to hear the crickets at night and when you get up in the morning, you know, it wasn't the perfect
environment. And the tree frogs.
Very nice.
And
yes.
The tree frogs are just amazing to hear them. And the cicadas
mm-hmm.
in the deep summer.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything is just so laid back. And there's no
yeah.
rush. There's no rush. It's like a whole
nope.
different. It's like a whole, like a place that a lot of people, they couldn't imagine.
Yeah. It is really captivating. So with that being said, I'm not going to hold you up much longer, and I appreciate everything. And, Jerry, you keep doing what you do because you always have some of the most interesting and friendly people. So thank you, Michelle, and thank you for the other guests. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to mention anything, but having Michelle there. I don't think I didn't have a twang when I came back home, came back here to Philadelphia. And for the longest time, my mother was trying to find out, when am I going to shake my accent? Little does she know, every so often it leaks out. And people ask me, you're not from here, are you? Speaking of Philadelphia. And I said, well, I reckon I'm not, you know, my own twang when I get.
He said, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon, know. I'm not. That is Southern right there. I reckon I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
they got
Michelle,
me
I want to tell you
saying
who this, wait, I want to tell you who this woman is, first of all. But before I
okay.
talk about Antonia, Terry King
oh.
messaged me and said that he has family in Monk's Corner, the Manigault family. Monigault family.
Oh, wow. Oh.
What a small world, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And that was my first time this weekend going to Monk's Corner, and it was beautiful. And I will tell you, I had a sold-out show, and it was so much fun. And people know how to have a good time there.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I want to tell you who Antonia Bass is, though. Let me tell you about this beautiful woman here. First of all, she's also a radio show host on O&E. She's probably one of the longest ones right now that have been with O&E. Okay? She was also International Hall of Fame elect. Her show is October. Yep, her show is October 3rd. But most important, to me, she is a hero. She was a veteran for our country.
Well,
thank
I'm
you
go
for
ahead,
your
Jerry.
Service.
Well, Jerry, let's get, yep. just get you know, the language right. She
okay.
is the longest tenured host on WBNN.
Yep.
And not only that, now, she was never elect, but she was, you know, of course, a nominee for the National Radio Hall of Fame. So
right.
we appreciate Antonia.
Yes. Thank
well,
you, Brother
thank
O, for
you.
Clarifying that.
Thank you
yes,
very much.
And she is the oldest one. Yes, the longest one.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Antonia, and thank you again for your service because you know how I feel about you.
Yes, and you're wonderful. Not everybody appreciated it. They don't have to, but I thank you for appreciating it. And God bless you,
Jerry.
Oh,
my goodness.
Jerry.
God bless you, too. Always. God bless you.
It was a pleasure to get to know you.
She's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
So, guys, we're coming to the close of the show. So, Justin, I would like you to say your final words.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank, Brother O for this amazing station. I want to say thank you to all the callers who called in tonight. I love you. Jerry, absolutely. You know how I feel about you. Michelle, I can't really imagine what goes on in a comedian's life, but I'm sure it's so busy. But we really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk with us. And I'm always looking for new and amazing guests to be a part of this amazing support network. And I would absolutely love to hear your story as well. So if you're interested in me booking a show with you, with me and Jerry, please reach out to me. My email is justdrum1997@gmail.com. I'll say it again, JUSTDRUM. 1997@gmail.com, and Who knows? I could be talking to you.
I love that. Okay. Don't go anywhere because after Ngozi time, I'm going to be reading my radio poem. So don't go anywhere. So, Michelle, I would like your final words.
Absolutely. First and foremost, Justin, thank you so much for reaching out to me and asking me to be on the show. I have never been in just smiling from ear to ear like this, being on a radio show and being able to talk to so many wonderful people and having such a wonderful time. Jerry, you are amazing. I appreciate everything that guided me through all the look, y'all don't know, I am not worth a pack of fudge doing computers. And this, Jerry has been like, okay, here's what you need to do. She has been wonderful and a doll. And I just want to let everybody that has been coming to my shows, everyone that is purchasing tickets to my shows, everyone that encourages me to continue to do what I'm doing, that watches all of my social media, thank you. I'm so humbled, more than you could imagine. If you would like to follow me on social media, I would love that. My name on social media is Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-Y, Belly, B-E-L-L-Y, Comedy. And if you'd like to go on my website and see where I'm going to be performing, it's ShellyBellyComedy.com. And thank you to all the callers that called in and wanted to talk to me. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to say my thank yous to you guys first before I bring on my brother O, because this was so much fun. This was so awesome. Michelle, you rock. Justin, you know how I feel about you. I love you, man. Thank you for bringing her to me. We've got to do this again. I mean, you are just naturally funny, and girl, you got it, okay? You absolutely got it. So having said that, you know what time it is, right? It's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, my honeybee, Brother O.
What more can we say tonight that hadn't already been said? This young lady is alternative radio broadcasting royalty, period. Her 64th all-time connection record tonight, you know, that's amazing. Right now, you know, third all-time in the Orange Hall of Champions. You know, we got some competitive people here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the legend continues. The legacy continues. Congratulations to International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. No matter what Cosell says, right, to me she's not a fraud. 64 all-time connection records and her personal best tonight, 12th consecutive championships, y'all. Okay, double-digit connection records. You know, this is her fifth time doing that. No other host has ever done that. Amazing. With the Darlene Lawrence Championship tonight. What more can be said? Tomorrow night we have a star. Another star. This young lady had 9 consecutive championships, okay, this year. And right now she's part of a legacy. There are 4 hosts right now on this station that are eligible to be finalists for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, which is the WBNN Host of the Year. And, of course, the young lady who's broadcasting tonight is one of them, Jerry Petito. Chinchilla J, the doctor. Ansel Thomas Smith and Tara Strip. So get ready, WBNN hosts, because we've got some voting to do. You know, you got some explaining to do, Lucy, because we're getting ready to go, you know, on Black Friday, one of our great, great days, our most holiday, where we get a chance to vote for who is that going to be. And, you know, and listen, the Rookie of the Year, the WBNN New Host of the Year, linearly, is tight. It's real tight. We'll see what happens when that's voted upon on November 1st by me. So, one more can I say? Tomorrow night, Walking in Purpose with Ansel Thomas Smith, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, at the Storied Network, the Dynasty, WBNN. And WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and at the wonderful Twitter and Instagram at Ngozi_time. Olodele Malewi Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Dying goes with my gmail.com, and I am the mentor. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Olodele Malewi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, that support us on a constant basis. And now back to, what more can I say about this young lady? the 2019 WBN New Host of the Year, the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcast and Enshrinee, the 2021 Internet Wonder, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, on five different networks. And she chooses WBNN to be part of that legacy. The Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
The Jerry Petito Show, guys. Imagine that. I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, it's something I had to do. Then Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along, and if you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online Talk Show Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon Looks has reached the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nicknames on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember them radio, all oldies, I believe. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you, an award out of Germany for my achievement. It's true. You won't believe this one. This one, I tell you, is true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Alizel Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Now, in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth, expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthier, learn how to live, just listen to me then, inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.